2 years on, and it's still taking its toll on me. Even when you start new relationships, it does have that toll that you thought you could live with, but you can't.
I'm about, 15, going on 16. My stepdad wrote her a job, and I thought I could put an advert on Gumtree for babysitting to obviously help my mum with the bills and everything. This perpetrator got involved, said that she owned a modelling agency, and asked for pictures. And the pictures were, obviously they weren't decent pictures, they were very sexual images. And as soon as she or he had them, then obviously that were it. That's when the blackmail started.
How did that make you feel?
I felt scared, very intimidated, if you like. I didn't tell my mum for about a day, but she knew. She definitely knew something was wrong, because I weren't myself. To be honest with you, I never thought it had happened to me. Because it's like, come on, I've got knowledge, I do IT, I know signs, but you don't. It's so easy to be manipulated into their web, if you like.
Yeah, so once they had your pictures, things changed suddenly, didn't they?
Yeah, very quickly. The way they manipulate you, they've got all your pictures. So everything they ask you to do, you will do it. The fear of knowing that your images could go all over the internet for everybody to see, you're just terrified. You don't know what to do. You don't know whether to sit and cry. You don't know whether to run away. You just don't know what to do with yourself. People think, oh, they're saying they want one. They don't. They want more than one. And every time you keep sending one, it'll get harder for you to tell someone. And then you feel like you can't do all, and then that's when you start feeling like you don't want to live your life anymore. That's how they want you to feel.
Is that why you chose to speak to us?
I just want young people to know that if they are going through anything like this, then don't be afraid to tell anybody, because there is always someone there to help. There is always someone there you can go to. Watch for, like, a change in your child's behaviour, because that's the thing that you'll notice the most. The behaviour in the child will change. And for kids, just be careful who you're talking to. Make sure you know who you're talking to.